from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome to the program. It was the great evangelist D.L. Moody who once used an illustration when he was speaking about faith. He was trying to get across to his hearers what faith in God really was. And the story he told went like this. Some men made it their business to get hold of a certain kind of egg because they wanted to make money from it. They tried to get a man into a basket and lower him over the cliff face to collect the eggs from a bird's nest. They would pay him a good deal of money, and he needed the money. But he declined to do it. They said to him, "We're strong, and we'll hold the rope." But the man replied, "If you'll wait until I go and get my father, I'll let him hold the rope, and I'll go down in the basket then." But they said, "We're much stronger than your father." "Yes," he said, "but I don't know you." He knew that his father wouldn't let go of the rope. You see, he could trust his father, but these were strangers and he couldn't trust them. "I want to get acquainted with a man before I put my confidence in him." And D.L. Moody went on to say, "I have known the Lord for 40 years, and I have more confidence in him now than I ever had before. In fact," he said, "it increases every year." Oh, that you would have your trust and your whole confidence placed in the Lord Jesus Christ and the finished work of his cross. Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and he's continuing his series in the Gospel of Mark. And here he is.
Good morning, everyone. We're delighted to welcome you again to our morning Bible study. Let me thank you first and foremost for the responses that we have been receiving from our listeners. Now, if you'd like to visit our website, those of you who are into the internet, you can do so by typing in the address www.ltbs, the initials of Let the Bible Speak, .org, www.ltbs.org, and you'll get full details there of the worldwide outreach of Let the Bible Speak. Now, before we come to our Bible study this morning, and we're taking up where we left off last week, here's Ken Maxwell singing for us The Haven of Rest.
My soul in sad exile was out in life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, "Make me your choice," and I entered the haven of rest.
Thank you.
Ken Maxwell and the Haven of Rest. Let's turn now immediately to the Gospel of Mark, the chapter 4, and continue our study in the parable of the mustard seed. I had hoped to finish it, but, well, there was a little more to be said, and so we're going to conclude it today. We were emphasizing, if you recall, how that when the mustard seed, a seed small and insignificant, was planted, it became quite a significant plant. So much so that the fowls of the air found a nesting place and shelter within its branches. Now, we were pointing out to you how that the kingdom of God is an insignificant thing in the eyes of man. It is like the seed of the mustard tree. It just doesn't give any indication of what it will become. And the world today thinks that the gospel kingdom of Christ is such an insignificant thing. It will never be anything, but oh, that's not how it will be. There have been occasions when, under God, the gospel work has advanced greatly, and it has toppled empires, it has toppled thrones, it has taken over the helm of countries, and for a season, and it only has been brief occasions when such things have happened, but nevertheless, in those seasons, it has been seen what godly influence the gospel can exercise upon a nation. But once that happens, something takes place. And the fowls of the air flying into the matured, the enlarged mustard tree symbolize for us the invasion of the gospel kingdom by that which is from outside. The very fact that the Savior uses the phrase fowls of the air indicates to us the exact nature of this invasion, because he's already mentioned the fowls of the air in this chapter. If you turn back to the verse 4, you read how in the parable of the sower, the sower sowed the seed. Some fell by the wayside where there was no ploughing done, and the fowls of the air came down and gobbled them up. And he tells us what he means by this expression, the fowls of the air. What do they represent? The verse 15 tells us they are symbols of Satan and his evil workers. So I think we are pretty safe in understanding that when the Savior speaks of fowls of the air coming in and finding a lodging place in the branches of the mustard tree, that we're talking about an evil influence. And of course, the Church of Christ has been invaded on many occasions. Let me tell you that even before the apostles died, such an invasion was underway. And I'm going to read just some verses very quickly to you to substantiate what I'm saying. Now listen, I hope you have your Bible right there beside you. And what's more, you have a pen and a piece of paper so that you can jot down these verses and check out what I am saying. Jude, the last book in the Bible but one. Jude, the verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God, and our Lord Jesus Christ. What was happening? Men were creeping in. They were not seen as outsiders, but were coming in and being welcomed as Christians. But they were, in fact, fowls of the air. This happened throughout the ages. We have only to look to the dark ages and see what corruptions came in amongst the professing church. And the Bible tells us that this will happen right to the end of the age. In fact, it will only get worse and worse as we get to the end of the age. And it is necessary for me to do what Jude did, and that is warn men and women. Warn men and women that there will be those under the cover of the Church of Jesus Christ who will promote that which is evil and that which is wicked. 1 Timothy, the writings of Paul, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith." Read it for yourself, 1 Timothy chapter 4, and also 2 Timothy, the chapter 3, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." Listen, the fowls of the air are there amongst the branches of the professing Church of Christ, and you can hear their cooing and their false messages every day of the week. Take heed to these warnings, my dear friend. Our time is gone. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.